All right, guys, welcome to another episode of the Antiquapopia. Sorry, fuck that up. I'll go again. Welcome to another episode of the Antiquapopia podcast. On today's episode, we've got Alex and Michaela in the building. Quickly, just thank you for coming. I know we had a bit of technical difficulties trying to get in and out of the studio, but I do appreciate you guys coming on.
No, thank you for having us.
Your first podcast, huh?
Yes, sir.
Welcome. Are you nervous or?
No.
It's fun. Yeah. You enjoy it.
10 to 15 minutes and you'll be like, no, this is easy.
Yeah, we'll start flowing.
I find that it takes a little bit to warm up until
it does,
really deep into things and like a good flow of conversation.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, I reckon you're around that 15 minute mark.
It's yeah, 15 spot. Minutes and you'll be like, perfect. You're like, no, this is too easy.
Yeah,
this is too easy.
Yeah,
yeah, no. So we got basically we'll free flow it, just do a couple of questions, but we'll just talk on questions, a little bit of everything. So firstly, how did you guys first meet?
So my physio... I'm really slow, by the way. Like I'm low on food. So my friend, his name's Arv. He's a physio. He's my physio, and his wife Danny. They were friends, and they've kind of planned like a dinner together, for all of us. And I've seen her around the gym and stuff, like doing her own thing. But when I'm in the gym, I kind of like stick to my own. I don't really speak to people. And then they introduced us to each other, and then we just became friends from there. I feel like you'll do a better job. Like, I feel like my story was
Wait,
so
can
boring.
I interrupt you real quick?
Like,
I'm going to interrupt. So, I've known Michaela for a while now. I wanted these guys on the potty, but Michaela would always say to me that you guys are just friends.
Yeah.
I was like, man.
No, we were genuinely
We were.
Just
I know
friends.
You were just friends.
There was nothing more, literally.
Yeah, I know we that. But like, partners. I was like, man, you guys make such a good couple.
It made so much sense.
It really did. Like,
at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like when I first met him, he still worked at a strip club.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, I used to work at a strip club as a topless waiter.
Is that how you know Liam?
No, so I got Liam the job. I started that whole crew there.
Oh, Liam.
Like Liam and a few other boys, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Bro. I'm not gonna get into it.
Yeah.
Story?
Yeah.
No, we just went out the other night and Liam was just going ham.
The other night when we were at that party?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he got into it.
He gets into it.
He gets really into
you
it.
You were telling me, he was like
about
standing
that.
On the table and stuff.
Yeah. Full took his shirt off. I'm like, we're not. I'm like, I mean, look, man,
started
respect.
Legit, man, but like, come on.
It was a bit intense.
Chill out, Liam.
He got into the zone, man.
Oh, have you seen that little trick on TikTok where you like go up to the girl? And like,
yeah.
Yeah, Liam did a lot of that as well.
And I heard you did as well.
Oh, no. We're pretty loyal. I don't talk to girls. I'm
saving it for marriage.
Yeah, saving it for marriage and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Anyways. No, yeah, we were just friends for about 8 months.
I would say like nine.
9 months?
Yeah, we were friends for a while. But we did everything together. Cause
training.
It just,
yeah.
I started like every
content.
Day.
Yeah. Yeah. If we weren't training together, we were like out shooting stuff for brands, sponsorships, and just.
Or doing steps.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I watch you guys like all the time. I used to talk to her all the time and she'd be like pushing you in a way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like she's good motivation, yeah.
Definitely, man. Like I think I definitely wouldn't be the person I am today without Michaela. I think when I first met her, I was still kind of figuring my shit out, and seeing her work ethic made me push harder almost because I'm very competitive, and like we're very competitive with each other. So it's like who can do more?
Yeah.
Always not in a bad
to one
way.
Up each
yeah.
Other. In a good way.
In a good way. Yeah. So kind of she'll always like call my shit out, and I'll always call her shit out, and it's hard to find people that are. Just honest, you know?
That's really sweet. And I think it's good when it's the other person brings out the best
in
you. And when you both have the same goals and both keep each other motivated.
Yeah, 100%.
That's actually another thing because it's really rare to find someone who's as dedicated as Alex. Like he is so meticulous with his food, with his training. And that's something I really admired and respected in him. And that's why it worked for so long as friends. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the best relationships when it starts off as friends.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
like then you have that built behind everything.
Exactly.
And sweet.
I got a question for the girl. So, as a man, is it more attractive if they have goals and ambitions?
Yeah, well, obviously, especially
then
like
what?
Some people don't.
I feel like that's just like not even like a man.
That's
or
just like
that's
a
just in general.
Bare minimum.
Like I feel like I feel like even if like for women, I think. They need to have goals and ambitions.
Well, yeah,
well.
I need a girl that's like driven.
Well, motivated. Because it reflects on their wavelength and how well they can understand what you do and where you're going, right? Like, I'm always like, you know, sometimes we have to eat shit because it's not always going to be good. Like, we're going to have tough times. You just need to be prepared for that. Like, especially being in an industry that we're in, things are not always constant, you know? For the last couple months, it's been a fucking amazing, but I can't promise that forever. Like, you know how business is, you know what I mean?
100%, man.
Yeah.
I got a question for you both. What is your reason why? Like, why is gym so important to you both?
Do you want to answer that for us?
Yeah, I think for me, my why is like my mental health. It really keeps me in check. And from there, like everything else flows, like my confidence, my ability to like do my job well, energy, and like just feeling good about myself. That's why I train. Like, I love it.
For me, you know, I've been training since I was like 15. I was like bullied the fuck out growing up. Back in the day, you know, racism was pretty prominent, especially in the Middle East. So I guess, you know, I wanted to make a change and like take control of my life. And it's really helped me grow in all areas. Like, everything I do now stemmed from ideologies, philosophies, and concepts from training. So it's definitely taught me a lot about life and growing and self-development. But when I first got started, I guess it was more so to be able to stand up for myself, and almost like build like an armor that people, you know, like it's sad to think that people treat you differently based on the way you look, the way you dress. And I think, and that's why I'm such a huge advocate on like self-development and like looking a certain way, because people do treat you differently. And if you want opportunities to attract certain people, you need to
dress
speak
the part.
You need to dress the part, you need to look a certain way, you need to speak a certain way, and that's just how it is, you know.
Yeah, I got told by Luke Belmar's brother Nate. He said it was the best thing I ever heard, bro. It was being a walking Lamborghini.
Yeah, 100%.
So when you walk into a room,
yeah,
you're just that guy that everyone just turns and goes like, exactly. Wow, like
gravitate that kind
yeah.
of
yeah. that presence energy. You know, that aura.
Well, like, I feel like, what's the word, it's not alpha, it's like being that spotlight in a way.
Yeah, like you just stand out without having to try to stand out, you know what I mean? But that's because, like, I guess your physicality is almost a direct representation of work ethic, discipline, and just the way you carry and prioritize yourself. Yeah,
because you're like, you've worked so hard, yeah, your body like that, you're already got a self confidence in that aspect.
Yeah,
if that makes sense. Like, yeah, you're already like, fuck, I know I've worked this hard for this, I know I can do anything. Yeah, and then people will fall off that.
Exactly. But like, not in a way where you're almost like cocky or...
No, it has nothing to do. Bro, it's just confidence.
It's just confidence.
It's self-love. Like,
yeah, if you value yourself, people will see that and they'll treat you accordingly.
Radiating good energy.
Yeah. Exactly.
I think a lot of people get cockiness and confidence
mixed up.
Yeah. Mixed up. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. Like, it's okay to be confident and know your worth. That doesn't mean you're like cocky or narcissistic. You just know what you've done for yourself.
I feel like ego as well. Understanding like how far you push ego.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, don't push it too far where it's like, fuck, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, like, know your worth, but don't treat other people like shit.
100%.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Because there's a difference between thinking that you're better than everyone and then thinking that you're your best self.
Yeah.
And like, that's what I like to think, because like, I never want to, like, I think I like always was never confident, but then I started telling myself, if you're like confident in a way that you think you're the best in the room, just for yourself, not in the comparison to other people, then that's when you radiate good energy.
Yeah, 100%.
If you're just thinking, oh, like, I'm better than everyone else, it's just, that's ugly energy. And it's just, you're not actually content with yourself, because if you are, then that's, you know, so it's good that.
Exactly. Like, I always tell people that are struggling with confidence, like, just fake it till you make it. Just tell yourself, look at yourself in the mirror and just be like, I'm the shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you might not think it now, but later on, the more you say it, you'll believe it.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's what I used to do. I would just be like, you know.
So what's some advice you'd give to just say 16 to 35 year olds?
For males. In terms of just building confidence?
Yeah.
I think, you know, to build confidence, it really just comes from within. Like, yes, external assets help. Like, knowing, being able to provide value to the world definitely does help with confidence. And just like knowing your worth. So if you don't feel like you're worth anything, go do something about it, you know. Go to the gym, get your shit together, and that will increase your value, which may translate to confidence. And that could be a stepping stone, you know, to get you started. But I guess it just depends for what everyone's trying to achieve, what their goals are, and where they're trying to be.
As long as you value yourself,
that's when
the confidence.
Confidence
comes.
Is so important, because like, without it, again, it just attracts opportunities, right?
Yeah. Well, bro, with me, so about 6 months ago, I was not confident in myself.
Yeah.
And bro, when I made that switch, when I started realizing and believing in myself, my whole life just changed, because you start to realize your self-worth and you start to love yourself, and you're like, wow, like, I can really do what the fuck I want, and I can really do whatever I want to do.
And you stop like accepting like bare minimum from others.
Yeah.
You just don't.
That's the best thing I learned.
You don't allow people to treat you how they did. Yeah.
Especially being young, like just from my personal experience and for the young guys out there, young guys and girls, like when you're young, you do get pushed over a lot.
You do.
So like understanding, like knowing your worth and understanding. Not
even setting boundaries.
Not even just young, man. Like some people are in their 30s, 40s, they still get pushed around, you know?
Yeah.
Like knowing your worth really allows you to carry yourself in a way that people don't fucking walk over you. Because nothing feels worse than that. You know what I mean?
100%. Totally agree.
Yeah, so what creates confidence for you guys other than personal training, fitness, something like that? Like other things you do that creates confidence for yourself?
For me personally, it's like knowing my work ethic, you know what I mean? Like, again, not in like a cocky way. Like, I know that I'm willing to eat fucking dirt to get to where I need to be. Even if that takes years, like I'm willing to do whatever the fuck it takes. You know what I mean? Like before when I did my first practice prep, because I was meant to compete, like, and I told this to Michaela, I'm like, this is my plan A. And if this doesn't fucking work, I would rather die. Like, you know what I mean? Like that's,
There's no backup plan.
Yeah. There's no backup plan. Yeah.
There's no such thing. There's you're not even allowing yourself to have.
No, like there's not an option. Yeah, like the pain and the suffering. I'm like, this is gonna be worth it one day, and it builds character. You know, embracing pain, embracing hardship, and I guess willing to eat shit. And like, if this doesn't fucking work, I'd rather die. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So not having a plan B in a way.
Yeah, like in the back of your head, you know, you can't have a plan B. Like it's pretty easy to formulate. But
bro, I don't know if I can do a plan B. No. I always think like if I have a little thought of thinking I can't do something, then you may as well give up.
Self-doubt is the biggest dream killer, man.
Yeah. Bro, 100%.
Yeah. I think another thing that provides confidence like outside of the gym and like fitness environment for me is that I know that I'm good at what I do and like my clients come to me because like obviously see something in me that others can't provide. So knowing that you're good at what you do and people find value in your work really adds to that confidence.
You also have to build up to that point though.
Definitely.
It's like not like you're like
just starting
out. It
doesn't come straight away. No, yeah. It doesn't come overnight. It takes years. And
yeah, like you've worked your ass off.
Yeah, exactly. You have to like be willing to eat shit per se and do the hard yards and do the jobs that no one else wants to do for years in order to know that you provide that value.
Sometimes you just got to prove to yourself what you're worth.
Mm.
And the only way you can do that is by going out there, you know, and getting experience. Because you don't know if you're capable of doing something until you fucking do it.
Mm. Or you have to do it.
You have to do it. And like, too many people do too much thinking and not enough doing.
Right, that's my biggest thing.
Too much talking as well.
Yeah.
Literally, that's my biggest thing. Like, just say, like, for example, Instagram, right? People do all these motivational quotes.
Mm.
But the difference between, like, living and showing instead of telling.
Yeah.
So you have to show, don't tell. And the way you're meant to live is like by just doing it.
Mm.
If you fuck around trying to like think or like just like, oh, when's the right time? It's like you're wasting time.
You're just delaying execution. The longer you delay execution, the longer you delay results and refinement.
Yeah, it's not like time's going to fucking wait for you.
Yeah.
Put it out while it's still imperfect. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
There's no such thing as the right time,
That anyone can get a camera and a photo.
Literally.
Just put something, it's like, I'm doing this, but there's no actual fucking proof. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You got to do the work in order to like get the results.
I find that a lot of people, especially the younger generation, do a lot of talking, but no walking. There's no substance behind their speeches.
Yeah, I totally agree.
You know what I mean? And I'm not saying I've established a lot, but I do recognize that I'm a bit ahead compared to the people my age and what they do. But I find that, you know, you have a lot of these. Like, yeah, I love the drive, I love the work ethic, but a lot of people fucking overpromise and underdeliver.
Yeah.
And the biggest rule is like always, well, underpromise and overdeliver, right?
Always.
Overdeliver, 100%.
Yeah.
I totally agree. Yeah. Just a quick question, guys. How old are you both, if you can answer that?
Yeah, I'm 24. 24? I just turned 24, yeah.
I'm 23.
23. Yeah. Well, so like, what's your thing on age? So people think out there that you can't start because they're too old or they're too young. What's your thoughts on that?
Age doesn't mean anything.
Yeah,
I totally
agree.
It's
more about what you can do, experience, how you carry yourself.
Exactly.
It's
about how you spend your time.
Yeah.
You're never too old to start a new life.
Yeah, 100%. You're never too old or you're never too young.
Like, exactly.
Just start. Just start.
Literally. Whatever. Hey, that's the best advice you can fucking hear.
Yeah.
Alex Mendoza, just start.
Just start, man. Just stop wasting fucking time.
Yeah, literally. I think starting is the hardest part. But when you start something and you enjoy it, or like you actually like take the 2 to 3 weeks, or it's like 21 days to have. Once you start, you don't want
to
stop.
It doesn't need to be hard. Like it doesn't. I think people. Here's the thing, man. And I noticed this with a lot of clients that I coach. They're like, and this is a fucking big problem that a lot of people have. They always say, oh, what if this problem happens? Or what if this happens? You know what I mean?
Oh,
and then I'm like, in my mentality, and I tell this to Michaela all the time, I'm like, I'll just cross the fucking bridge when I get there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what if you don't even end up in that bridge? What if you end up there? Like, what if you never encounter that problem? What's the point of worrying about it and trying to find solutions for a problem that hasn't even happened?
Bro, 100%, you know what I mean? That little mindset of being like, oh, what if it doesn't work?
Again, it's doubt, right?
The energy is, that you put into like that could be spent like actually achieving what you want to do.
Yeah.
So you guys are so right. And I loved like your mentality on all that. Like, it's,
thank you.
It's a really good way to be, because I feel like some people can fall to being in a, stuck in that mindset of like worrying about the future and so anxious prone, and that's what stops them. And I have fallen victim of that before. Yeah. But I think it's when you just live in the now and just worry about what's happening now, then like, it's just like a step at a time. It's like, have you seen like those like things on Instagram where it's like the stairs and they're looking at all the stairs, which if you just worry on the one step, that's all you need to do. And like, I just really love how you guys have that mindset to see as well how much you guys are achieving with that mindset. It's just like really inspirational.
It's really about perspective. And I was listening to a podcast, I believe it was Alex Ramosi, right? Fucking love that guy.
He's a beast.
Fucking love
we
that
guy. We were listening to him on the way here.
Yeah.
Getting some quotes and shit.
I just can relate to him a lot. I think, I don't know why. Anyways, it was something like, stop looking so far ahead. Just like, look down, keep climbing each step, and then turn around and you're like, holy shit, I walked so far.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think, way too many people worry about, oh, what if this happens? What if that happens? And I'm like, and what if it doesn't? Yeah. You know?
I think people don't focus on the if it doesn't.
Yeah, people like, always like, what if it happens? Well, it might not.
Yeah.
You know?
So that's actually what I said about like getting into a relationship with you. I said, I don't want to ruin the relationship. I don't want to ruin the friendship. Like, what if this happens? What if that happens? Yeah. And you were like, well, what if it doesn't? What if it works out really well?
Yeah.
My man, sales.
Now that crossing that bridge.
$1 day program.
I'm just joking. That wasn't a manipulating tactic.
It's okay. I'm used to it.
Now that crossing that bridge analogy, you said it's pretty good. Like, what if it doesn't happen? Like, fuck, you just gonna go off the flow.
Like, cross go off
what
bridge.
Happens.
Yeah.
When it happens, it happens.
Yeah. Like, it might. You might not have that problem. So why the fuck worry about it? You know what I mean?
No, I'm a big fan of that. Big fan of that. Yeah. We'll transition now into your fitness. Obviously, you guys are big into that. Mm. What got you into fitness? Like, it's a broad topic, but what got you into, like, all right, I want to start working now, and then to prior to that, what made you want, like, okay, I may make this a career in something that I can do and make money out of it?
Okay. I guess that's more towards... I never really... Look, I always... Growing up, I always watched all these influencers. I'm like, man, it would be so cool to be one of them and make this my full-time job. Like, that would be fucking amazing. Like, I remember taking a photo with Jeff Side back in, like, 5 years ago.
Oh, shit, bro.
I took a photo with Jeff Side. I waited in line. And then fast forward to, like, this year, I was in his house having a barbecue. You know?
On his cardio machine.
Yeah, I was doing... elliptical. Yeah. I was doing cardio. We were eating
brownies off his table.
Like, bro, don't you think it's crazy how life works like that?
It's fucking
like,
wild.
Like, bro, it's genuinely manifesting it. And you're like, when you're actually in the room, like, bro, there's been times where I've, like, dreamed of shit.
Yeah.
And I'm living it. I'm like, holy fuck, like, I've been here. It doesn't even feel weird.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty wild. Like, it just feels so natural, right? I do have to say a massive thank you to Chess, bro, for always, like, looking out for me and always trying to provide opportunity. Like, having said that, though, like, I would have never met Chess Rout if I, you know, I started as a videographer and photographer. And I was never qualified. I just said, fuck it, let's do it. You know, and then word of mouth, and then I network, you know. It just kind of domino effects. I'm sure you're the same and you've experienced the same.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing I take is networking.
Yeah, networking is massive, yeah.
You let you know.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah. Like, opportunities with the people that you meet. And not even in, like, a disingenuous way, you know, that people can really sense like fakeness, especially in this social media industry. Like, people can tell, like, I know when people are, and I'm 100%. Sure you experience the same.
Oh, bro, 100%.
Like, people that just always want to fucking take.
Especially when it's coming to, like, bro, we're both growing our social media.
Yeah.
So when it comes to followers, bro, like, people ask me for shout outs and shit. I'm like, bro, get the fuck out of here.
I'm like, the audacity, dude. Like, you don't see us waking, like, we're waking up 4 a.m. editing, like, constant hours. And you, like, life isn't free fucking handouts, dude. You know, everybody that's where they are, a majority of them, like, busted their balls to get there. You know what I mean?
Bro, it's funny. I was thinking this the other day. I was just sitting in my room, in the dark, lonely room. No, I was just sitting there and I was like, fuck, like, it's actually pretty tough what we do. Like, people might see it on social media and be like, fuck, we're living the life. Like, for you, it's like, for you guys, it's like, oh, you're training hard. Yeah. Like, you guys just have this, like, Also like genetics and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And like you have this amazing lifestyle, but people don't see how hard and like sad it actually is.
Bro, people have no fucking idea.
It's lonely, bro. It's fucking tough.
And all these influencers that you look up to in the fitness industry, having met, you know, a handful of them, like they deal with so many fucking problems.
It's crazy.
Like so, and that's why my goal is to just talk about these problems because nobody does.
100%. You know that's what I mean? Why we're doing this podcast.
Yeah,
bro.
Exactly, man. And I made that video. I made that podcast episode, you know, where I just started crying, right? Because it just brought up so much trauma and pain. And I had a few, and I'm not going to name drop, but I've had a few people kind of like call me up and be like, dude, can totally relate. And they started breaking down. And I'm like, you know, why isn't this something you've spoken about? And he's like, because vulnerability. I don't want to look weak. I'm like, fuck, like that's the day and age we live in. And I'm like, there's nothing wrong with showing emotion. If anything, it shows confidence. Because if you can display emotion and pain, it just, like to me, I don't give a fuck. If you think I'm a bitch,
I think as a male especially, you know? Like it's harder for you. We've had this conversation you're like, it's hard as a guy to show vulnerability, to show that you have like emotions and like you're going through a tough time because you don't want to be seen as like beta or...
Yeah.
It does get tough sometimes.
Yeah. It does, man.
It's a social stigma. Yeah. It's like people say that like, pardon me, males can't be more talkative or emotional. Like, I don't know, but like me and Caleb are pretty emotional dudes. Like we don't mind talking and being like up front, up close, like... One of my best mates, Chris Avery, like one of the goats, one of the best players. It's that dude. It is absolutely even better than being okay to talk about your life experiences. Because everyone goes through them.
Everyone,
and that's why we started this Us 3. Because like that way we'll normalize the conversation. Just normalize the conversation. Yeah. So that's why we're doing it.
It is, man. And it's important to kind of let people know that it's okay to feel that way. Like there's nothing wrong with it. It's normal. It's part of the process. Cause I'm sure you've dealt with it as well. There's been times where you just want to like give up and like, you're almost thinking, man, why am I so mentally weak? Why can't I endure this? But little do you know that all the greats have gone through the same thing. It just wasn't discussed. You know what I mean? And there's nothing wrong with it. But what the issue stems from not doing anything about it. Sitting there crying, bitching and whining, but not doing anything about it. That's where the problem is.
Yeah, bro, I'll get it deep here. So at the start of the year, like I was like going through the worst day of my life, bro. Like I've been depressed my whole life.
Yeah.
But at the start of the year, bro, like I honestly thought like my time was up.
Mm.
I genuinely like didn't get happy. I had I had a good full-time job. Yeah, bro. Like depression is such a thing where you just feel so lonely and it feels like honestly a dark space, bro.
Yep.
And like people can say they're there for you, but in your own mind, you just feel like you're alone.
Yeah.
So I was going through depression, bro. And at the start of the year, I did try killing myself.
Yep.
I overdosed. I remember Liv and Sophie Fletcher picked me up to take me to the hospital because I overdosed and I was like, I slipped my wrist and I like was bleeding out. Mm. And I was like, fuck, I'm actually like about to die. And I just thought like, what am I actually wasting my time? Mm. Like, I remember this is what changed my life. I'm trying not to cry, but my dad picks me up and this changed my life. This is why I'm like where I am. And it's like changed my life in a way. But I remember I was in the hospital for the whole day and my dad picks me up and he's like, where are you, son? I was like, oh, like, I'm so sorry, dad, but I tried killing myself.
Yeah.
And he picked me up and he just started bawling his eyes out.
Yeah.
And he's like, son, like I love you. Like, what are you doing? Like, why are you going to waste your life? Like, when people ask if I'm Christian, bro, I'm like, fuck, my dad's my God. Like, I literally sacrificed his life for mine. So, like, I changed my perspective, bro. So when Tate started saying shit like depression's fake and shit like that, it sort of changed my mindset because I was like, fuck it. It's not fake. Like, it's a disease. But it's like you can really change the way you see life.
Exactly. It's all about perspective, man.
It really is.
You can create opportunity for yourself. Like opportunity is always there, but you need to open your eyes to see it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I feel like going through something like traumatic or like going through the darkness is one of the best things you can go through.
100%.
Because you can either grow from it.
It either makes or breaks you. You
know? Yeah.
I said earlier, I was like, you know, to really appreciate good times, you got to go through shit times.
You know, really do, yeah.
You really do too, because I think that's when a lot of people feel entitled to certain things and take things for granted. You know what I mean?
Well, you don't have that same appreciation for life and for like what you're given. Once you reach a certain point, you like you realize just how much.
Yeah.
It's worth.
Yeah.
What's one of the toughest times you've been through in your life so far? Like, what made you change your perspective on life? Because that was mine. That like honestly changed my fucking life.
I don't think mine has ever been that intense. Like that's
everyone's different, bro. We all go through.
Yeah, like mine was just more so like, I guess like I was working a job I fucking hated. I hated waking up. I felt meaningless. Like it just felt like a cycle every day, waking up 5 a.m., travel to the city, and it was just on repeat. I'm like, I can't fucking do this.
Yeah.
Like, you know? And then I just decided to take responsibility for everything. Be like, well, this is my fault. I work this job because I decide to do this. I live this life because I decide not to do anything about it. And then when I took responsibility for all the outcomes of my life, that's when life started to change. Mm. Yeah.
I have never been through anything as like deep or traumatic as that, but I do what I do because I want to have the freedom with my time to do what I want, with it what I want. Like, I don't want to be paying someone else's mortgage or like building someone else's dream. I want to build my own dream, and I don't want to be caught in the 9-to-5. Like, I love being able to have the flexibility to do what I want with my time, go to the gym when I want, charge what I want,
yeah,
do what I like, travel when
just
I want
to. Take control.
Exactly. Yeah.
And we're actually, sorry, you wanted to say something?
Oh, I was just going to ask, what was like the toughest, I was going to ask everyone, what's the toughest time you've been through?
You go first, Claire. I got to think about it.
Me? Besides like family dramas and everything like that, that was pretty tough. I'd say my own personal issue was I went through an eating disorder like a few years ago. And I wanted to like ask you guys as well, like what are healthy mindsets for people like that have been through similar things as me? Because there was a stage where it was mainly just about me as a whole that I just hated. And I like restricted myself from eating, and it wasn't necessarily to do with like the food at first, but then it became like looking at how many calories everything had, looking at sugar, looking at carbs. I was so obsessive with it. Yeah. And like, I've had people that are, cause I don't go to the gym, and I've had people be like, why don't you go to the gym? And like, I know it is so good for you. So good for your your mental health. And it's so good, obviously physically, but I've always struggled to get back into it because I get scared. And like,
what are you scared of?
I'm scared that I'll relapse, and because there was a point in time where
that cycle
there was a point in time where I was like watching everything I ate, like I was like working out too much, like it was
obsessively
like I wouldn't eat all day, I would have just water, and then I'd work out, and it's so like it was
your performance just wasn't there.
It was not healthy at all. I was underweight, and
did the opposite effect of what you were trying to do, right?
I just wanted to just lose everything. It was it was really bad, and so I struggled to like, I know if I go back to the gym, it's just the fear. And like, even though we were saying before, I'm looking at the, like, you know, what if this happens? Yeah. I shouldn't look at that.
Yeah.
But I do struggle because it is the most traumatic thing that's happened to me personally.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
And I just get scared. What would be your best advice for people like that are scared for like similar reasons, or just don't have the like the drive? Because I just don't have the motivation to go to the gym because I get so scared.
Yeah,
that
definitely.
That's my biggest thought.
So I guess what your concern is more so relapsing and going back into that habitual pattern, right?
Yeah.
Of like restrictive eating and eating disorder. I guess what the first thing I would say, and this is the same kind of thing I would say to my clients, is like, you know, what triggered that initial response? Like, why did you decide? Or what led you to developing those habits? You know, was it because you feel like you didn't look good? Like, what was the reason behind
There was like really like personal reasons, but it was just me from like inside out. I just hated myself, not just physically, but like me from the inside I hated so much. And I told myself that I was like just not worth being here anymore. And I just did not care. I did not nurture my body, and I didn't do any of that. And like the one thing that like snapped me out of it was because like, obviously I want to be here for my family. And I also was just thinking about all my goals and my dreams that I want to achieve one day. And then I was like, I saw myself and I was like, oh my gosh, like I'm dying. I need to stop doing this. And like, you know, I have like a really healthy relationship with food now. And like, I'm vegan, so I'm on that diet, but it's not in a restrictive way at all. It's like very, it helps me like, you know, cook new foods. Every time I see something vegan, I'll try it just to try it because it's vegan. And I have a lot, like a way better relationship with food, but that's also because I spent a lot of time healing emotionally, because it was an emotional trigger that caused the eating disorder. It wasn't like because I just felt bad. But
you wanna
definitely. You mentioned that you like you struggled not only with your like physical appearance but also like inside.
Yeah.
Did you spend any time doing any work like?
Yeah. So because it was mainly like how I felt inside, that was my main focus on like what to work on. Yeah. I just healed all my like all the trauma that caused it, and I like let go of all of that, and I just kind of worked through all that, and that's what helped me heal physically as well and mentally, because it helped my mental side of things. But those fears are always going to be there, because like an eating disorder is kind of just like this little thing at the back of your head that's just telling you that you're not worth it, that you know. And then there was a time where I thought I looked so good, and like I knew I could like I had bones coming out of my back, and it was not a good look, but you manipulate yourself to
in
believe
in your head
that it was
a good look.
And it was hard for me, because then I did like have a binge eating disorder afterwards, and then it was just like I gained a lot of weight, and then after that it was just like now I'm fine.
It's actually very common in the fitness industry, especially with a lot of these influencers, both men and women.
I struggle
with it. Like literally a couple of days ago I was just fucking toilet like gagging my throat. It happens. For me, what triggers it is restriction. Obviously it's a bit different because I'm so
extreme dieting.
I'm like extreme dieting, right? Like eating 1800 calories a day. But still training. And it's excessive. That's because I have a goal, I have a vision, so I'm just doing what I need to do. But for more of a lifestyle approach, it's always good to, and I tell this to all my clients, it's always good to track progression in numerics and data. So that way you know what you're eating, and you collect a series of data, and that becomes a baseline, and use that data to and compare that data to how you feel. And then through a series of weeks and comparison, you're able to identify what works for you, what doesn't work for you. You're able to use these numbers to give you better guidance on how much to eat. And let's say you find that 1800 starts to trigger these restrictive feelings, and you start to fall in that cycle, maybe just eat a little bit more. I think developing an understanding about fitness and how your body works, and developing a deeper understanding about food, will kind of resolve that issue.
It doesn't necessarily have to be the gym either. If you find like a hobby that keeps you physically active, that you genuinely enjoy, like running, Pilates, boxing.
Yeah, that's true. Like my mom, she hadn't gone to the gym for like most of my life and everything. And then after my parents split, she started going to she started doing yoga every morning. She wakes up at 5 a.m. every morning, and she looks so insane. Like she's 41 and she's ripped. Like she's so, looks so amazing. And it's
she
just.
Does. Mom. I'm joking. Joking, mom.
Anyway.
Yeah.
She looks amazing now. And it's like, I mean, she always looked amazing, but you can just see like when you actually care for yourself, and it's not going to the gym. Like she's not doing weights. She's just literally 100%. Doing yoga.
It just depends on what your goals are. Like, you know, the gym is a great place if you enjoy it, but it doesn't have to be the only thing.
Yeah.
I think it's a great place to learn philosophies and ideologies, because like you're literally in a environment of constant pain and discomfort.
Yeah.
You know, to grow, you need to hurt.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
That's true.
With fitness and stuff like that, like I don't like doing it.
Yeah.
But last year, like I had to make like a change for myself. Like,
yeah.
Within, I think, 6 to 8 months, I lost 40 kilos.
Yeah, wow. That's awesome, man.
And then, like, just making that change, I think, it actually, like, as you said, like, there was a difference between cockiness and confidence. Like,
yes.
I had no confidence back in the day. I look back now, and I was like, I had no confidence.
Well, bro, when I met you, you were fucking...
Yeah.
He was big, bro.
Yeah.
And, like, seeing him now, it's, like, crazy.
Huge difference.
I was going to ask, bro, has that changed your mindset and stuff like that?
Bro, it's changed my whole life. Like, honestly, like, it's just like changed everything in the aspect of how I look at things, how I
just perspective.
Yeah, bro. Like it's just like I was able to be able to just like get out of my comfort zone. Like I started a new job working in retail too, and I think that was like the perfect time for me to do it too.
Yeah.
Because when I started in retail, I was starting to lose the weight, and I was starting to feel more confident in myself. And like people are like, oh, it's not just like confidence in just like talking to people, it's just like confidence in like being able to take on new challenges.
And just carry yourself better. Yeah.
Like I used to walk into a room and like I'm not like a, it was like, I'm just a person, but now I'm like, no, like I know my self-worth, but I'm like, I have more self-awareness in myself. Like, I'm a good person, big deal. Like, cause I always had the personality, right?
Yeah.
But it still was like creeping down to me. Like, no, I'm not super confident, but like now I can go out and be just confident and talk to anyone, like not worry, not stress.
Yeah, of course.
Anything. So I think it was crazy. Like I gained a little bit more weight because I've done my knee, but like just like changing the whole, it changed my whole outlook and perspective and everything.
people don't realize how much of an influence feeling good has to your life. Like, it's massive.
Oh, for sure.
And how you treat others. Like, when you feel good about yourself, that carries into, like, your conversations with other people.
Well, it's energy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So if your energy is good, it's just going to, like, bounce.
Exactly. And that's why I try to, and that's what I try to preach on, like, my page. It's like, yes, bodybuilding is sick and all, but actually bodybuilding is fucking depressing. So I've kind of like slowly transitioned. I'm kind of like in a middle ground right now where I'm having a bit of flexibility as well. But, you know, it's a stepping stool to get your shit together. Like, if you're trying to improve your life, go to the gym, because you're going to learn so much, not just about your body, but your mind as well.
Well, the gym's also good to meet people.
Oh, 100%. Because everybody there is like...
similar mindset. Everyone's there to improve themselves.
Yeah.
I think when I went to the gym at the start, because I went through a breakup, that was what like made me shredded.
Yeah, yeah.
And most guys go through that.
On the revenge juice.
Yeah.
Forbidden pre.
Yeah.
But like, you go in the gym and you start to meet all these like people and you're like, fuck, like, it's actually family.
Yeah, it's like your people,
it's
right?
A community.
You're meeting like-minded
you're
people.
Making, yeah, exactly. Meeting like-minded people.
That's how we met. That's exactly. Why
I was
just
about to say, yeah. Like, I feel like we wouldn't have met any other way.
I mean, I saw him walking around the gym, like, but I would never go up and talk
easy.
To him.
Yeah. Easy kid.
Yeah.
And the same vice versa. Yeah. We've spoken about this.
Keep like PG,
we,
right?
We never would have connected if it weren't for our mutuals.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, if you're looking for a girl, right, or like a partner, and you're looking for someone that's high quality, they're not going to be at the club. They're not going to be partying. They're not, you know.
100%. I totally agree.
You know what I mean?
Like, I would never date a girl I met at the club.
Exactly. You know, because like the person that I want to be with, well, I guess I am with, like doesn't, we literally last night, sometimes I forget we're dating. I feel like we're so friends.
Oh, bro, yeah. Well, like it's new.
Honestly, like we just feel like.
Yeah. It's because you've been friends for so long.
Yeah, like sometimes, that's what we say sometimes. Like we jump in and out of different dynamics.
Sometimes he's just a friend. Sometimes he's my like partner. Sometimes.
Yeah,
it's like me and Mitch.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like I don't drink, you don't drink. Mm-hmm. Like last night, we didn't even realize it was Saturday. She came over and we just worked. Like,
I fucking love that.
We made a meal and then I did my editing and he did his editing and it was great.
Yeah, like we just worked and we're like, this is sick. Like we tried to be normal and watch a fucking movie.
We didn't watch the movie.
We hated
how
the movie.
Is it to watch a movie?
It's so boring.
My attention span.
Yeah. Movies suck. Gone.
Like we'd spend 2 hours trying to find a movie on Netflix and then watch it for like 30 minutes and we're like, this is whack.
Yeah. I'd watch like a documentary, like the Red Bull docos and stuff like that. Fuck.
Yeah.
Because love like, I got a videography question. When you like watch movies and stuff, do you just think like, fuck, this is more of a study session?
Yes.
When we were watching Batman.
Oh my God.
The lighting and stuff.
Yeah, the color grading, everything.
Yeah.
Sorry guys, it's like a whole other conversation.
Yeah, we were watching like, oh my God.
The cinematography, the lighting, the sound design.
Even if the plot is absolute shit, if it's like a cinematic movie and they've done it really well with the color grading and like the wardrobe, the set design, like we can appreciate it.
Yeah.
We'll go back into fitness.
Surely you guys want to see the new Avatar then just because of that.
I've heard about
it. It's not that good.
Really? I heard it's really long.
It's so long.
Yeah.
I got no idea.
It's like good, like it's filmed well, but.
It's well.
The CGI. Actually, I haven't even seen the trailer to be honest, but like the first one was pretty cool. I enjoyed the first one.
The first one was good.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's too long.
You don't know what Avatar is.
I haven't watched it.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
You talk every 5 minutes in movies.
Ah, beauty. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Oh, like, yeah, even when we would watch movies, I remember...
meal prep.
There was one time, I think, were we going ice skating?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we were going ice skating, just got back from the gym. I was running a bit behind, literally brought cereal and then pulled over to the side of the road.
He brought his scale. He brought a jug of milk and then he brought... box of cereal
and I was just weighing it on the side of the street. We pulled over.
He needed to get his carbs in.
And
this is like a few months into us being friends, so I was like, okay, you do you.
And even in the cinema, like we would bring
meal prep
and then when we're out, pack tuna
always. Tuna, rice, spinach.
Oh, so there's like weird and then you guys like weird.
Okay.
But the thing is, it's like finding someone who does that,
but it's not weird to us
and doesn't make you feel uncomfortable or judged.
That's just so sweet that you guys have the same goals and motivation that you don't it stop one another works. From doing that.
Yeah, and we don't feel bad because we were talking about it last night with previous partners as well, right? my ex would get annoyed that I would be working and like she's over.
Oh yeah, mm.
And you were saying the same thing, same right? Thing. But yesterday, like it was so peaceful.
Yeah,
like so to work good. Together. Like how you yeah, guys are. Like, honestly, you guys are a couple goals. Like,
oh, thanks,
you
man.
Genuinely like both you go to the gym. She pushes you like a motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
She will like scream, bro. I'm gonna put it up. There's a video of this girl literally screaming at this man.
There He's are doing legs and she's like,
go, go, go. That was the best
he does the same thing yeah, for me though.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's good. It's good to bounce off.
Post those videos. Yeah.
It's good to bounce off each other.
Please send it so I can post it. That shit was fun.
I'm sure there's heaps.
Yeah. I'll find.
Man, there's been so many sessions where we're just like, oh, there's been situations.
There's been sessions where you're crying on the floor.
Literally.
Like,
yeah,
literally. Yeah, dieting because I was you're dying. Like, no energy. You guys trying to like finish hack squat.
Yeah, literally on the hack squat, bro. Yeah. I was dieting. I was like, I just broke the fuck down. Started crying, bro. Because I'm like, what the fuck am I doing this? Like, why am I putting myself through so much pain?
Oh, bro, that's like footy. I used to go through times. I don't know if it's like you for basketball, but there's times you're just training and just like, fuck, why am I doing this shit?
Yeah.
Like, it gets so repetitive.
You contemplate.
Like, you mind. Forget the end goal. Because it seems so far.
It was like so painful, like so much fucking pain. I'm like, why am I doing this? And I think we're just friends.
We were friends at that time.
Yeah. And then, like, even right now, like, we stopped training with each other just because my mood is so up and down, just with lack of food. So,
that'd be pretty tough, hey?
It gets hard sometimes, but, like...
Can't complain,
yes. Yeah. Like, it's a privilege to have the opportunity to starve myself. Some people don't have the choice. I choose to fucking do this, you know? Yeah.
Like, do you enjoy, like, being on a diet? Like, do you enjoy that? Like, that in the sense of, like... Do you enjoy like the regimentation or do you like sometimes like, cause I know there's some people that just can't do without it after they started.
It's funny, man. Like before I met Michaela, I literally live in my room, go to the gym. I live in a fucking box.
You're such a gym rat.
Yeah. Like
lift heavy weights.
Yeah. Literally, that's all I did. So the
eat
more
chicken and rice.
Yeah. Literally this, I eat the same. I for like 6 months, I ate the same shit.
It's funny what other people find fun in life, eh?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
That's what I enjoyed. I'm like, this is life. This is all I know. But then I met Michaela, so I started doing a few different things. And I'm like, holy shit, I'm missing out on so much. And there's a part where I'm like, I think I was almost concerned. I'm like, it makes doing the bare minimum more difficult. But then it also makes me appreciate other aspects of life. And by being able to be a little bit more flexible, I've definitely grown in other areas as well. So it's not just gym and then everything else is like...
Well, I feel like you guys give a great balance.
100%.
Like you both work extremely hard. You both have the same goal. You both go to the gym. You both like go out to these random adventures and shit like that. Yeah. Like it's amazing. It's honestly like...
And it's cool because like it's always productive.
Yeah, like we're always... Well, like we're the type of people that... have anxiety when we're not doing anything.
Yeah, for real.
Like, you feel
real.
Guilty literally, for taking a break.
Legit, I was telling these guys the other day, like 2 days ago, I sat in my room and I was just watching TikTok. I was just chilling and then I was like, fuck, I need to do something. Yeah. Went to my garage.
Were you doing research?
Market research.
Works where? Nah. No, but like I was genuinely just wasting time.
You were were you just consuming?
Well, like I was watching documentaries and shit, which is like also important, but like at the same time, I was like, fuck, I'm actually like, I feel so shit. Like I'm wasting my time.
Yeah.
You have a sense of urgency.
Yeah.
And like that hustle, like when you work for yourself, there's always something to be done. You never really switch off.
Yeah. And you need to do that. You need to have that mindset. Otherwise, like you're wasting fucking time, dude.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah. I feel like there's different people though. There's people that just want it so bad.
Yeah.
Like there's only a chosen few that like I guess
it
really
just, yeah,
like,
it just depends on how bad you want it. Because let's be honest, like we can all... If not, and I was telling this to Michaela, if nothing changes tomorrow, like we're sweet. If we make the same amount of money right now, if we do the same lifestyle, like we're sweet. Yeah. But it's a desire, that constant desire of want more.
Yeah. It's
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Growth mindset. Yeah.
That's more. And some people think it's toxic and it's unhealthy. Well, fuck those people.
It stops you from being complacent.
Yeah.
What is more for you? Like there was a question I was going to ask, was like if I could go, but that kind of ties into it. What is more for you? What do you want to achieve more? Like, what's that more for you?
What's that next step?
What's that next step?
Man, like, I guess, we said something the other day. It's like having the option to, I forgot what we said.
The time one?
I don't know. It's like something about having an option to do something.
Like, oh, I
forgot
what I
said. Yeah.
Not a sense of freedom where you can just.
No, like, I feel like we have freedom now. Like, we can do, we can literally do whatever the fuck we want when we want to, but we choose to keep working because we enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like, it gives us purpose. But in sense of more, I guess, like...
expanding. Just growing on what growing, we already have building. Yeah.
And I want to be able to, like, I guess, buy other people's time. You know, let's say, like, provide for my family so they don't have to work. Create a nice lifestyle for future family. You know what I mean? Just freedom.
True. Yeah. And for what people that don't know, what have you guys already had at this point in time? For people that don't know, what do you guys have?
What have you achieved so far? Like,
yeah.
Do you want to start?
I have the ability to, like, do what I want with, do what I want when I want, because I run my own business. I am able to be flexible with my time.
What is your business?
A photography business. Yeah. So I have a lot of clients that I do photography, videography for.
Just saying, with Michaela, so she gave me the confidence to actually quit my job, and she gave me that, like, energy of, like,
that push.
You can do, yeah, that push, yeah. Bro.
You are worth more than what you are getting right now.
Yeah. You got to, like, she made me understand, like, my worth, and she made me understand, like I was more than what I was worth.
Yeah, sure.
Mm, and,
sure.
Yeah, bro, I used to have conversations with her. Like, I'd message her at 1 a.m. in the morning, typical weirdos like we are, but I'd message her and be like, oh, like, hey, bro, like, I'm not feeling too good, like, I'm nervous about this, and this. And bro, she'd fucking call me and her energy was just always on. I was like, fuck, why are you so happy? She's like, oh, I'm just free. And once I quit my job, bro, it's like you're a bird stuck in a cage and then you get released and you're like flying around doing whatever the fuck you want, living in this beautiful place.
We were actually having this discussion, right? Like, that's why people are so fucking depressed. Like,
stuck in the rat race.
Yeah. Like,
well, like, with the rat race, like, some people honestly love their job.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. But, like, that's different. But we were driving that one time, like, a bus driver got so angry because, let's say, a car didn't move as soon as it was
green. Oh, bro, it's crazy. Yeah,
you know what I mean? I'm like, why do you have to make it a big deal? But it's because they had a long day. They hate doing what they're doing. Like, parents, families, they fight because they fucking hate doing what they're doing. They don't have time to spend with the kids. They send it off to childcare, whatever, you know? It's a constant fucking
That changed
cycle.
My whole perspective, bro. Like, once I love doing what I do, I never get upset. I'm chill now. There's nothing to be stressed about. Mm. Unless, like, I crash my drone and shit, I'm like, fuck my drone.
Yeah. But,
like,
when I met you, you were so stressed all the time. Even, like, 6 months ago, like...
crazy.
Yeah, crazy. Night it's crazy. And day difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. I learned a lot from Luke Belmar, honestly, though. Mm. He changed my life in so many ways. Mm. But honestly, like, just doing what you love doing, being happy in life, because at the end of the day, we have one life and... Like, I'm so proud of her, bro. Like, she's literally got her dream job, but that would be classed as the rat race in a sense. But it's like her dream.
You enjoy it. It's again, it's like what makes you happy. There's no rules. Like,
see, like, people online are like, oh, like, do e-com.
No.
Do crypto. It's like,
well, if you don't enjoy crypto,
like,
I would never do crypto.
I would never do. I tried crypto.
I can't even understand it.
I lost like
10-20
grand. I lost 10, yeah.
Yeah, no. I think, like, everyone just has a goal and, like, it's different for everyone. Yeah. Like me, I work a 9-to-5, but I, like, love it.
You enjoy it.
I love it so
much. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's your dream job.
Yeah. It's like tradies. Like, we need tradies.
Yeah.
And people would be like,
there are some people born with those passions.
And if they enjoy being a tradie, they enjoy being a tradie. There's nothing wrong with it. Like, I think I was saying the other day, people need to stop confining to other people's normalities, you know?
Yeah. 100%.
You decide what the fuck you want to do. You decide what makes you happy. There's no, you have to do X, Y, Z. Yeah.
But then with our content, right? So we're living like our lives we want.
Yeah.
And to other people, they're like, oh, why are you trying to like make people, other people, well, these are DMs I get. It's like, why are you trying to make other people feel bad? Or like, why
really?
Are you
You
like,
get those DMs?
Yeah, I honestly don't get too much hate, bro, but there's like sometimes where people are like, oh, why are you like, think you're better than us. Like, why do you like always have models in your videos and stuff like that? It's like, just because the life I want, like, it's my life.
It's the life that you decide. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. And like people, and here's the thing, man, I think we live in a world where everybody needs to agree on everything. Like, no, you can have disagreements
and still be respectful of each other and like not put each other down.
Exactly. The only issue I have is when people like shove thoughts and theories to other people that don't want to receive it. You know what I mean? Like, you live the life you want to live. You create your own rules. Listen to the people you want to become. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. And I think that turns people off more of wanting to, like, listen to... So, say you have, like, a perspective on something. Like, for example, me being vegan. It's like, if I went up to people and was like, you should be vegan, you shouldn't eat meat.
Yeah,
everyone's
exactly.
going to not want to do that and not listen. Like, it's actually doing nothing for them.
And, like, everybody will just not want to talk to you.
Yeah, and it's like, but me, I'm just like, I like it because it works for me.
Yeah.
But I do not care what anyone else
does.
And that can go for, like, a lot of things in life. Like, you know, if you've got a perspective on something and it's the way you like it, it might not be for someone else, but if you shove it in their mouth, it's like no one's going to want it. And
This whole idea of eating disorder and tracking calories, I think when people say like gen pop fitness culture, oh, you're tracking your calories, you got an eating disorder. Like, no, I like to know what I put in my body and want to make sure my performance is optimized. Maybe it is an eating disorder. But like,
at the end of the day, fuck you.
yeah, exactly, right? It doesn't matter. Like,
but then why is that so looked down upon, but like people are so quick to preach like body positivity?
Oh my God. Okay,
thank God you bring this up.
Holy shit. Time to call Drew out again.
Round two, ding, ding, ding.
Let's get into it.
Yeah. I think, okay, I want to make it very clear that there's nothing wrong.
Disclaimer.
Like, there's nothing wrong with being overweight. You get into that position because shit happens in life. The issue is when you don't want to fucking make a change and then be like, I look great.
You should look great too.
Like, I look great. This is, like, you need to think that I look great.
Well, like, let's make this clear. Like, it's not you don't need that dream body. You don't need abs and shit. No. You just need to be healthy.
Mm. Just, one, be healthy. But, like, my problem is, like, I don't care. Do what the fuck you want to do with your life. It's your body. But don't be out here telling people this is a standard you need to have. Mm. You know what I mean? Don't be like, and I know you're doing that because you are comfortable and you don't want to do anything about it. Mm-hmm. So instead of working yourself, you try to convince other people. It's almost like propaganda, you know.
Well,
what I mean?
Like, let's think. So people that have obesity, right? Are they genuinely happy? Like, they might proceed on like social media that they're happy and stuff, but are they really happy?
Some might be.
Some might.
And if that's the case, like, awesome.
Good on it. Like, honestly, I have nothing to nothing bad to say.
Awesome. Yeah. But don't be going around telling people this is the lifestyle that you need to have.
Yeah.
And I compared that to bodybuilding. Fucking, you know, steroids is a massive thing in the industry, right? But you don't see bodybuilders, except maybe people like D-Trend, but you don't see bodybuilders going around like, hey, I look fucking amazing, take all these drugs. Mm. It's going to be the best thing. Instead, they're like, this is actually what I need to do to get to here, and here are the negatives and repercussions that you're going to have to experience. Rather, but the people that are obese, they're like, no, this is great, don't worry about the problems, like, I'm healthy, I'm happy, that's what matters, right? So if you look at it that way, it's a bit, you know, doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
It's a double standard.
It's a double standard.
You know, what are your thoughts on Liver King coming out?
Oh my God. Okay, I don't.
Well, I got no idea who he is, but like, I saw so like something.
I don't.
I saw Joe Rogan come out and say that, like, oh,
Joe Rogan was not happy, bro.
Like, Joe Rogan was like giving it to him. Because apparently he tried coming on, he was like trying to get on Joe Rogan, talk about it, like, everything. Now, like, I have no idea.
He's the biggest fraud.
Oh my God. No.
He made so much money.
I'm like, so glad we're touching into this. Okay.
It's getting good.
I have no issue with people being on drugs. That's part of the industry. It is what it is. Also, what surprises me more is that people thought he was actually fucking natural. Like,
bro, but like,
surely.
He was, bro, like, sometimes I thought maybe this guy is being legit, because if you lie that much.
That's what I mean. That's a problem. It's like he
literally was faking it.
Yeah, his whole branding was him being natural. That, like, was his fucking branding.
Fucking balls and, like, yeah, balls and
shit. That was his branding. I'm Natty. You can look like me if you live this primal lifestyle. You know, that's bullshit. And that's what isn't okay. There's people out there that are enhanced. They don't talk about it because obviously brand deals, et cetera, like, whatever makes sense. They're not lying, you know, per se. But when your whole identity and branding is around, I'm natural, buy my products, live this
lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's
and
fraud.
You can look like me.
It's literally a scam.
I remember I was doing a shoot with you and you even said you were on like a diet where you were just eating red meat.
Carnivore.
Yeah, was just that, the carnivore diet.
Was that
diet.
Because of Liver King?
No, I got that from, it was a footy diet.
Mm.
Oh. I got it from one of the boys because, like, he honestly got fucking jacked and there was no, like, roids or anything.
I think, man, like, people just don't understand food. Like, fad diets just don't fucking work.
I have no idea about food, bro. I've done keto, which actually worked for me.
It works for you because you cut out a whole carb source. So your caloric intake is just dropped.
I felt amazing, I'm not going to lie. Keto was probably the best thing for me. It was fucking amazing.
Like, because I have so many clients, they're like, I did keto, I do the shake diet, you know? But it's like, dude, do this. You're going to be able to eat carbs. You're going to be able to eat fats. You're going to be able to eat protein. It's
all going to
be balanced.
You don't have to cut, like, food categories out of
your diet. You don't need to cut, and you can still lose weight. Like, a lot of my people eat foods that they enjoy. Like I have pasta. Like people are eating pasta. And
pancakes.
Like I'm coaching a guy. I've been working with him for 4 months. He lost like 50 pounds or something. Like something like that.
Where can I sign up?
Oh yeah, link in the bio. Evolution coaching. No, but for real though, like people, there's so much, just a lack of awareness and understanding about food management. And that's for like lifestyle purposes. Like, yes, if you're bodybuilding, everything matters more. When the fuck you eat, how much water you drink. Like, I was telling Michaela, I'm like, you get to a certain body fat percentage where if you have your meal too late the night before, you wake up more watery.
And like, or if you drink water.
Yeah, or if you drink water, you have less vascularity. Mm. You know what I mean? So, but that's like...
That's extremes.
That's extremes.
Yeah.
And that's when you start to bounce back and binge and XYZ.
Yeah. Mm.
But yeah, I think people just need to develop a better understanding. And I think it's because media, man, just mainstream media just pushes out dumb
shit. It's like me, right? So when I went through the breakup and I was like, fuck, what diet can I do? Yeah. Keto popped up and it's like, lose weight quick. And I was like, done. You sold me.
That's the thing though. Everyone wants to do it real quick.
Yeah.
But it's not sustainable.
It's not sustainable.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to build something lasting,
yeah.
You've got to like,
it's all about habits.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's ways to do it. Like, yeah, we still eat out here and there. You know what I mean? Actually, we eat out.
It's moderation.
Yeah. Like the other day we had like a kilo of steak. Ribs? Yeah. Ribs and like a kilo of pasta. Yeah.
I think that's the healthiest diet that you can be on. Like when, like I've been on like the 80-20 like diet, so like 80% really healthy and then 20% if I really want something.
Yeah.
I know that if I don't let myself have something, I'm going to eat
restrict,
like
binge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't say that my coach is going to whoop my ass, but like different, my goals are different.
Yeah.
Well, that just goes into our next question, bro. So do you have a mentor?
Not in business. I would love to find one, but I find that finding coaches and mentors in that realm is a little bit difficult.
Yeah. Well, like my best thing, bro, is like I always go off. So people say read books, right? I feel like the best thing that works for me personally is life experience.
Yes, me too.
Like actually doing it in life. Yeah, like having conversations like this.
Yeah, like learning from others' mistakes.
100%. Like I learned from her like how to charge people and like, and then I like learned from another person, I learned from another person. I put all together and I was like, fuck, this works for me.
Like puzzle pieces.
Exactly. That's the same thing for me. Nobody told me how to do shit. I just kind of like put pieces together.
Exactly. So it's like this podcast, right? Like we fucking... Like, we literally didn't even talk to each other, like, 3 weeks. Well, like, we've been mates for a couple of years now, but it's like, it wasn't planned. It was just like, yo, I message him, let's do it.
Yeah.
We don't need to know shit. We don't need to fucking study. Like, let's just do it.
Yeah.
And we'll figure it out.
Mistakes as you go.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, just refine and reiterate as you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think being more organic and being more like yourself, people will gravitate towards that.
Yeah,
I think. That's what I think, like, with Caleb, especially the stuff he does. He gravitates like that natural. Not like just like bank accounts and stuff.
Yeah.
Like he's probably bought followers and stuff, which is fine.
I think they're all bought.
What the fuck?
Just checking. Beauty. Just like all this old natural organic.
I think it's that relatability of pain, right? I think that's how you connect with your audience. I think too many people out there trying to portray a perfect image, and that's why I try to steer away from. Like, don't get me wrong, you post like a hectic photo here and there. But the core message from both of us is like the hardship, the where we started and how what we've learned to get to where we are today, right? And the pain that you experienced through that process.
Well, what do you want to be known for? Me personally, bro, like I want to be known for being the kid from nothing to something and inspiring kids that have been through trauma and stuff like that.
I would be the same. Like I guess I just, my whole goal and the whole reason I want to build this fitness community is, and to build a fitness space, is so that people don't feel the way I felt growing up. Like, they feel welcome, they feel encouraged, you know, they feel motivated by being surrounded through like-minded people, and just not being fucking alienated and treated like shit because of just the way they look, you know?
Right. Honestly, looks is the biggest thing.
It's sad.
It is sad, but it's just sad, life.
It's like, huge, yeah.
Like if I were to give advice to people, it'd be making sure you smell good, making sure you look
hygiene,
clean.
And like cleaning yourself up, dressing well.
100%.
Because like the way you look, like even the like your shoes, like if your shoes are dirty, people be like, what the fuck? Where did he just come from?
And you don't have to spend a lot of money.
No
you don't.
You don't.
Bro,
you
just Kmart, need to be smart.
You literally. Like, bro, like I think my pants are like $15. My shirt's like 20.
These are sponsored.
Yeah, these are sponsored. Like, you know?
Little shout out.
No. They don't pay me enough. Yeah. No, but like people think they need to wear designer. People think they need to spend a lot of money to do X, Y, Z.
Just develop a good style.
Yeah.
And show up. Yeah,
I think understanding your own style.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What works for you?
Yeah, exactly.
Bro, my go-to is Essentials right now.
Essentials are nice, but even Essentials is fucking expensive.
Bro, this is like $350 the hoodie.
Yeah. See, I would never spend that much.
but I'm a guy like.
But if you like it, you like it.
Yeah, Essentials is like my thing.
And if you wear it multiple times and it's a staple piece, then
exactly. But then the pants are like $20 from London. Yeah,
exactly. So exactly. It just depends on what you're trying, what your look is, and yeah.
Yeah. Find what you're comfortable in and feel confident in as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
for sure.
You're not going to be pleasing everybody, so just please yourself.
Yeah.
No, I've come to that realization. Like, I'll wear what I like, and I don't care, like, what other people think.
I like your fit.
You dress nice, bro. Yeah. You dress so
you
good.
Do.
Yeah, well, I'd like to think that. But, yeah, no.
Bro, she sees shoe collection.
Yeah, I've got too many shoes. So I'm trying to sell some, but yeah, no. Yeah, no, I just plug it. No, I just wear what I like. I came to that realization. I'm like, nah, fuck. This is what I like doing. This is like what I like wearing. And I feel like myself in that.
Yeah, 100%.
Other people will wear, like, stuff and they'll feel good, but they won't feel like themselves.
Yeah.
Like, I feel comfortable in this. Like, I feel like I'm myself in this.
Yeah,
I think people have to find that. Like, people, like, trying to, especially social media, all this bullshit.
Yeah.
They're trying to be, like, something they're not. They want to be something. Just be you.
And exactly.
If that's not good enough for someone else, then that's not, then that, and they're not even doing
exactly.
That,
you know they're not for you then.
They're not for you. Like,
I think, yeah, that's it. Like, people are always trying to make other people happy, but you just stop giving a fuck. And that's just going to filter people out. Like, if they don't agree with who you are, is that really the person you want to be around? You know what
100%.
I mean?
100%. Like, I think, like, we talked about that in our previous podcast. Like, you just got to learn to realize that, like, some people in our lives are only there for a certain point in time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't talk to anyone but school, apart from one of my mates. One of my mates.
Yeah.
Like, shout out Daniel, one of the OGs. But, like, that's the only person I talk to.
Yeah.
Like, and, like, from basketball, like, I'll talk to more people from basketball for me, because it's just we have
better connection.
To be honest, like, I always come back to this idea of value exchange relationships, right? At the end of the day, like, people are friends with people for certain things. It's a value exchange system. The minute you outgrow somebody or you don't receive something in return, and that doesn't need to be money or...
It can be effort, energy.
It could be effort. It could be energy, like bouncing off, stimulating each other, like mentally, you know what I mean? Like, that's a value exchange, or even just learning or just speaking. But when you... like, I'm sure you've experienced, like, where you just speak to people and they're just NPCs, bro. You know?
Oh, no, don't get me started.
Gosh, like, shut up. Like, they just...
Wait, NPCs?
Like, non-playable character.
True.
So
have you heard of that?
Okay, no. So remember how I was telling you, like, life is a game? So imagine we're in GTA right now and people are just walking past.
Oh yeah, gotcha.
Yeah. They just exist. You like, know?
They don't question reality and they just take it for what it is.
You cannot have a deathful conversation with them. And you almost have to
glue to their furniture like that.
You almost have to lower yourself to match their level and you never want to do that. And again, that's not like you think you're better than someone else. It's just you don't have that connection because they don't do what you do. You know, it's just simple as that, right?
Well, I see it as like, fuck, just be your own character, be your own, like,
take main control character. Of your life, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, don't let someone else be the main guy in your fucking life. Like,
I think main character energy.
I think people need to develop a greater sense of self-awareness and to be able to pull their own, like, take accountability for their own shit, you know?
Bro, accountability is the biggest thing I learned. Like, bro, if you crash a car, that's your fault.
Literally.
Reading a book and not studying, that's your fault. Yeah. Getting a shit grade, that's your fault. Everything is your fucking fault.
That's literally what I always say.
Anything. If you fucking like...
If it's a good thing or a bad thing, it's your fault. Mm. You make $1,000, it's your fault. You make $20,000, it's your fault.
If the microwave blows up, it's your fault. Don't fucking turn it on. Yeah. It's literally you're accountable for everything.
The minute you take responsibility for anything that happens around you, the more control you have in your life.
Yeah. And that just goes back on, like, being positive and being negative and, like... Yeah. Being grateful for things and not being grateful and, like, just staying in the middle and shit like that.
I think people need to wake the fuck up. You know?
They do.
They do. And it's sad. It's honestly painful to watch people suffer and go through bullshit because they can change that. They just need to make the choice to change that.
Yeah. Well, it's the worst when it's just all talk and no show.
Yeah. Sometimes, like, I get it. Like, sometimes you want, when you keep saying things into the universe,
but you actually have to do it.
Take action as well.
You gotta do it. Yeah.
Like, you can talk anything you want. Bro, there's a lot of people I know that have talked so much shit 100%. To me. Like, bro, I'm not going to say names, but this kid come up and he's like...
But this kid called John.
He's like... No, he's like, oh, bro, like a bought a house and shit. I'm like, oh, that's weird. Like, you're driving a fucking Toyota, like, all this shit. I'm like, have you really bought a house? Like, why are you lying to yourself? Like,
did he buy a house?
Nah.
Why would he say that?
Well, it's like people are just trying to be someone else that they're not.
That's sad shit.
It is sad, bro.
Wow.
I'm not going to name names. And
but John.
Johnny. Nah, but like, it's that's sad, pretty bro. Pathetic, it's genuinely dude. Sad.
Like, why do you need to...
like be someone you're not?
Yeah.
Why do you have to talk? Like, just fucking do
just
it.
Just do it, man.
Like, people come up to me and they're like, oh, like, why are you driving this car? It's like, well, I'm not rich yet. Like, I'm getting to
bro,
it.
Bro, oh my God.
So living below your means is so underrated. Like, just because you have the money doesn't mean that you should spend it.
Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Exactly.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you can. I'm sure you can buy like, a nice fucking car right now.
Well, bro, next year I'll be a multimillionaire. Like, I know for a fact. Like, I'll say this to the fucking camera. I'll be a multimillionaire next year.
Yeah.
And like, it's not like I need to buy all this shit now. It's like...
Mm.
You don't need to spend money to like...
Who are you trying to impress?
Yeah, it's like, who are you trying to impress?
Yeah.
I'd rather live...
Still in the trenches.
Literally. Yeah. I love it, honestly.
Yeah.
I love like walking around my area being like, fuck, I live in a shithole.
To be honest, like, I'm not going to lie. It's nice to be making a little bit more money and not having to worry about... Like, I used to steal groceries all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Like, like protein bars were expensive, man.
Right.
Yeah, it was like...
Spices.
Spices, man. It was $5 for a bottle. You're making like $20 an hour. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh my God, bro. See, that's the thing. Working like that 9 to 5.
Yeah.
I used to worry about how much hours I'm working for something.
You'd look at a like whatever you're purchasing and you'd be like, oh, that is like 2 hours.
Yeah, like that.
Like one shift worth of my money. Is it really worth it?
That's how I looked.
So when I used to work at McDonald's, I'd be like, okay, this burger's $10. That's literally an hour's work.
Exactly. Literally.
Exactly.
So I'm like, do I really want
it's so sad. Like... And I was saying this as well on my podcast. I was like, to get a haircut, it was like $50, right?
Oh, so where the fuck are you going? What
the hell? So I was like, okay, 45 bucks, right? Yeah. So $45 to get a haircut, let's say you're making $20 an hour. Working a job you hate, you're like, wow, to feel good, I have to feel like absolute shit for 2 hours.
Do I really need it that badly?
Yeah, that's a fucking great point. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, and then I want... And then the way I started to look at money as I charge clients, I'm like, well, if it costs me to get a haircut for $50, fuck, I want to be able to get 2 haircuts. So I'm just like, I'll charge them like $100.
Exactly.
You know, like you make, I'm like, I spent an hour sitting on that chair. Let me just double the price. You know what I mean? Or so, something around that nature. And then when you look at it that way, it just changes the way you look at money. Like well, money like, just becomes numbers.
Another perspective on your course, right? So just like the money thing.
Yeah.
People might look at your course and be like, fuck, that's so expensive, blah, blah, blah. It's like, is it expensive though? Or are you going to make that money back? Or are you going to feel better?
Yeah,
like, you're investing in yourself.
That's the thing,
what are
man.
Your priorities?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like,
are you going to spend $20 on Netflix a month? Or are you going to save like 3 months worth onto this course?
Yeah. And like, so like look, $3,000, $5,000 isn't, whatever the fuck it is, isn't that much. It's all relative, you know what I mean?
Compared to like the investment that you're making,
Like
it's like nothing.
$1 million isn't anything these days.
Yeah.
It really isn't.
Like if you're signing up to a course or investing into a mentor that says, hey, I'm gonna teach you this and because of all the lesson you're gonna learn, it's gonna help multiply your income. And let's say it's 10 grand. What the fuck does it mean? It doesn't matter if you make that in a week later on, you know, who cares? Like right now it might be hard, but if there's a will, there's a way. You will find a way to survive. Sometimes having that sense of urgency and having that sense of lack of makes you want to find ways to provide for yourself. Like
sense
I always
of scarcity.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I always say desperation results to innovation. Mm. When you're so fucking desperate, you're going to find a way to survive.
Yeah.
Well, we're also so caught up in the fact of like, we need to be rich now. I want this now. Like people are so caught
instant
up in the
gratification.
It's just how life is going at the moment. Like watching videos now, I literally post like 5-second clips because that's all people will watch.
Really?
Well, like that's how I grow because like.
Yeah, attention spans are horrible.
Attention spans are fucked.
It's really bad.
Like do you, bro, maybe like a couple people watch this full podcast.
The
like,
best thing though is like, that's another thing with social media, right? Stop worrying about the numbers because all it takes is one person to watch it. Let's say you get 200 views, but that one person is a CEO and you get a job, you get an opportunity. Or let's say, I always say it's like, you get 200 views, but one of them might be a Gymshark sponsorship ambassador person, you know what I mean? And that's all you need, you know? So it's always about quality of viewership over quantity. And I find with long format content, yes, you might have 200 people listening.
But these 200 people are actually listening.
They're invested. Yeah. They're actually listening. They're willing to learn. You know, and that's what matters.
Like when I see this podcast, bro, like I was telling Mitch before, I'm like, bro, I'm not expecting more than like a couple views.
Yeah.
A couple hundred views. But it's like these people will be proper loyal people.
Yeah. 100%. So, and loyalty is everything.
It is.
Filters people out.
It filters people out. Yeah, exactly. Like you'd rather have, you know, a really loyal fan base or a network than people just dip in and out.
How many loyal fans would you say you have?
I don't know. It's a bit hard to say. We get recognized.
It is up and down. Bro, I was out with this guy and some guy come up to him saying, man, you're doing good things to the world. You're
changing. All the time.
Get recognized a lot. All the time. She gets recognized too now.
Bro, how weird is it getting photos with people? I was in Bali and some guy come up to me and he's like, bro, Caleb, I can't believe you're here.
In Bali?
I was like,
that's interesting.
Yeah,
I was like, very interesting demographic. Like,
that's crazy. Bro, my like,
international.
It's because mine's travel. Yeah. So it's mostly Europe, sense. America, yeah. stuff like that.
Mine's, I get recognized a lot in Sydney. In
gyms.
And gyms especially. But
on the street.
Yeah, everywhere.
That's
yeah.
lucky, man.
It's pretty crazy. In America, I got recognized a couple times, but very prominent in Sydney. Yeah.
Even
in Queensland and Melbourne.
Would you try to get with Bradley Martin and stuff like that or no?
So we're actually linking up with Greg Doucette. I don't know if you know Greg Doucette. We're going to link up with Greg Doucette. Miami, we should be going there. Fresh and Fit podcast, so that should be interesting.
Oh, I met them, bro.
Oh, you met? Yeah, because they're friends with Tate, right?
Yeah.
Are they cool?
Are you meeting with them?
So Chess Bros is hopping on their podcast. I'm coming with them to Miami.
Bro. Nicest guys.
Yeah?
Nicest guys you'll ever meet.
Yeah. And then we're going to see Lex Little, potentially Max Taylor, and a few other boys. We tried to get in contact with Christian Guzman, but they're just all hard to reach, you know what I mean?
So what's your balance? Go into detail if you could.
Like, for example, like, we'd hang out. Like, we would spend like a date night like every Wednesday or once a week and
cooking like a macro friendly meal.
Yeah, and that's our balance, you know. For some people they're like, what the fuck, you're just working,
grocery shopping, yeah. going doing steps, yeah, like, just the simple things.
You guys are getting old.
Yeah, holy shit. We say that all the time.
We're your grandparents,
like we go to bed at like what, like
9:30
for the most part, like 9:30. Sometimes you're up late to do edits but sometimes I'm up late because like I'm dieting and I can't.
You guys
sleep.
Aren't living together, are you, or you are?
No.
Are you going to make that move soon or not?
Well, we're thinking of moving to Queensland, potentially.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Gold Coast?
Yeah. Just because I feel like that's where a lot of people...
Interesting.
With our perspectives are there.
Like, yeah, I wanted to move up there too.
Yeah, that's where everybody's at, man. If you're a creator, if you're an influencer, I feel like
it's
that's
just
a
finding
hub.
The work up there. But like I'm doing online now, so it's like...
Yeah, I mean, you can find work wherever you go, really, right?
Yeah.
You create...
I randomly got work in Bali. I was like, what the fuck?
There you go. Yeah. You create your own reality. But like I was thinking recently of potentially purchasing property. I think that's the next move. Like,
well, up there it's pretty cheap. Well, it's not cheap,
but I'm looking for more like investments. I think that would be the next move. So that's something I want to work towards. Own a couple properties in the next couple of years. Yeah,
right. With investment properties, like you're meant to, the rich get richer by buying the house and they rent out each room. So like people
on Airbnb.
No.
You literally just like...
That's actually a smart way.
Well, like look how many rooms there are. Like, because 150, instead of doing like 500. It's
because
like
right now, I was speaking to a few real estate agents, it's difficult to positively gear property. So rent will not, like the rent will not cover the mortgage. And the way to profit from it is like 2, 3, 4 years, 5 years
down
the
line.
But it's too slow. So that's the thing. People were so... Man, like people are programmed to think, buy fucking property, work your 9-to-5 so you can get a loan. But it's so stupid.
Oh, we're trained to do that.
We're trained to do school. That. But
it's programmed.
Exactly. But like, no. And it takes like 5, 6 years to make that money back. It's like, no, go use that money to learn how to make more fucking money. And then when you have spare cash laying around, go buy 2, 3, or 4. That's
bro, once you realize like cash is just water, like it fucking flows.
It's literally just numbers on a screen.
Yeah.
You know?
It's fun, bro. It's actually a fucking game.
And it's crazy. Like, the people you hang around with is so important because they talk about money differently. Like, here we'll talk about, like, you know, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 brand deals. Not brand deals, sort of like investments, right? Or you'd be like, oh, my course is 10 grand, 5 grand, whatever. Like, people talk in grands. You know? And then there's other people that talk in millions and billions. Like, it's crazy. There's
some people talking dollars, bro.
Yeah, and then there's some people that talk in fucking dollars. And you don't want to be limited to that perspective. You know what I mean?
Well, it's like when I first started, like I had photographer mates that were talking about how to make hundreds.
Yeah.
Now it's like how to make thousands.
Yeah. How to make millions.
Literally.
Yeah. Next step is millions, bro. I want to make like
100K a month. I'm fucking going to be
that's
like.
That's what I'm going towards. Like yeah. I want to make 100K a month.
Hey, we'll come back on this podcast.
Yeah, give us some time.
Couple years.
We'll shake hands and be like, yo, we did it, man.
Yeah.
Let's clip this. Yo, this is our goal in a year. We'll be a multimillionaire, both of us.
End of the year. It's already fucking December.
End of next year, sorry, my bad.
I don't think I got
that. Ah, shit, they're playing games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to, and there's not like, we don't, see, here's the thing, Caleb. We both know we don't need to, but we want to.
Bro, you know why do you want to? Why do you want money?
Because I can.
Like, why do you want to be rich?
Because why not? Like, I honestly don't really have a fucking reason, but other than to prove to myself, like, I want to know that I can fucking do this. It's almost like a challenge, you know, like a PB. It's like, why do you want to bench three plates? Like, who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? Nobody cares except you. So it's like, why do you want to make $1 million?
No one gives a fuck if you make it or not.
Yeah, literally, like I can live happily right now and keep things the same, but why not? Why the fuck not? I feel like life becomes so meaningless if you're not working towards anything. You know what I mean?
Bro, there's two things. So one, never be satisfied.
Yeah, for sure.
I can, like personally, I can never be satisfied.
Yeah.
Like I just want to keep doing more, keep pushing. I just love that feeling of like that
leveling
fucking.
Leveling up?
Yeah, leveling up in a way. And my second thing is the word why.
Why?
Always ask yourself why.
Mm.
Like, why am I doing this? Why do I want to make money? Why am I going to the gym today? Why am I doing this edit? Like, asking the why is the biggest thing I learned.
Mm.
Because when you go into things, bro, it's like, why? And it's such an important thing, I feel, because
you need to have that purpose.
Yeah, you need to have purpose. You need to have that goal. It's like, why am I actually doing this today? Why am I eating Maccas? Why am I fucking like...
You need to question yourself, right? And again, it kind of comes back to the whole idea of self-awareness. I feel like
accountability.
I feel like not enough people ask themselves why they do certain things.
Why?
You know?
The word why.
You know? It does make a huge difference. And that idea of being able to take yourself from like a bird's eye view and really analyze your environment around you and the way people interact with each other, that's also important. Because you can use that to your advantage and like manipulate reality.
100%. She's like, fuck.
Did you want to dive into that conversation?
Please.
Yeah, Alex has a special talent. Okay, we were talking about communication styles because we were listening to a podcast and we were trying to figure out each of our own communication styles, and I learned that one of Alex's communication styles is manipulative. It's called manipulative, but it's like being able to influence people with how you speak.
Yeah.
And you're very, very influential in how you speak.
And I didn't even realize that. Like, it was not something I was doing actively. It was just something I did. And then... Yeah.
You have a good voice, by the way.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Would you ever do voiceovers and shit or no?
Voiceovers for what?
Well, like, I did a voiceover and it, like, blew up, eh?
Yeah.
Because, like,
I saw
I want her to do voiceovers.
Yeah,
we both
have
really nice voices.
Yeah.
She has a calming voice.
You have
she
such does. A good energy. Like, you're just such a little, like, ball of sunshine. Like, you're just so bubble, happy. Right?
It really radiates.
She's blushing.
We've done a lot of, we've made a TikTok actually that blew up. Like Johnny Sins even used it.
Oh, is this their back?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a TikTok where these guys did it. See, I hate how it's not your audio though. Mm. Other people take it.
Oh, someone stole it. Yeah.
Someone stole mine
off,
too.
Bro.
Pissed me off.
And then they change it.
They change it. Yeah.
It's your mom's birthday tomorrow.
Yeah, what are you doing? You're like, it's your mom's birthday tomorrow. What are you doing? I said back. And everybody thought it was a cartoon character. Like, people thought you were a... because she sounds like a Disney character.
She does.
Yeah. That was such a good clip.
It was such a good clip.
Because mine was like, don't worry, Dad.
Yeah.
I'll make you proud one day.
I saw that one going
and
around.
And all these millionaires and shit started using it. I was like, fuck yeah.
That's
I got
so
posted
good.
By Wealth.
Oh, wow. That's huge.
Well done. Did you get credited?
No, they didn't even tag me. I was like, fucking shit.
Are you serious?
I know. Wow. That's what annoys me.
But you know what's
me.
Cool, so though? Good. It's like people that use your sound now might have an idea. Like at least...
Nah.
You know?
I got nothing from it. I got a million views on TikTok from that video, but like no one actually knows who I am, which is annoying.
That's okay. It'll come with time. Just hit a few
100%.
Videos. That back video hit like 3 or 4 million on TikTok and another 3 million on Instagram.
That was
It was huge.
Up.
Like for you page, Instagram
all
reels.
Heard was
literally,
my
I was
voice.
Swiping. I was like,
Yeah, you messaged me. Yeah. You're like, everything. Fuck, I'm tired of hearing your voice on my For You page.
It was Kayla. Everybody, I love you, but fuck off, please.
I don't know if I've seen it.
Oh, I'll show you.
Okay.
It was, yeah, if you've like interacted with like fitness content, it's fucking everywhere.
Or for some reason, mine's fitness content.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you've interacted with, because I'm sure you follow some fitness creator. Like, I'm a fitness creator. I'm sure you follow a few others.
Yeah, I follow you, a couple of your boys and stuff.
Yeah, so that's probably.
Yeah, mine's more like the million mindset and shit.
Yeah. Mine used to be like that. And then I started engaging with more fitness content again because it helps me create content. So
ideas.
Yeah, it helps generate ideas. Research.
Mine's just money, ass, money, money, ass. Like, that's all it is. Travel.
Mine's new country. My TikTok is just all fitness. It used to have so much like
Andrew Tate.
A lot of Andrew Tate.
Well, he blew mine up too.
Yeah. And then I just did not interested because like I did enjoy watching the content for the most part, but I also found it difficult to create fitness content because I couldn't see what was trending.
Same for me, bro. I was I started listening to his shit, but it had nothing to do with traveling.
Yeah, so it was hard to create content.
So I got caught up on it. I was like, fuck, what am I doing?
Same, that's the exact same thing that happened to me. And I'm like, this needs to stop.
Yeah.
That's one of the examples of taking fucking control, like acknowledging
how. Well, bro, you would have amazing discipline power. Like,
what's that?
Discipline.
He's very disciplined.
You'd be disciplined as fuck.
I think I can be more disciplined. I think I was a lot more disciplined before.
Ah, never satisfied.
Yeah.
Always.
No, before it was intense.
Yeah, before I met him, it was even crazier.
Yeah. That's because it's all on you. Sometimes it's better to... Well, it depends what you're trying to do.
To not know. Ignorance is sometimes bliss because then you don't miss what you don't know.
Yeah, like we had these cookies the other day. And I'm like, it was the best fucking tasting cookies.
What is up with you guys and cookies, by the way?
I have like an addiction to baked goods.
He likes textures.
Yeah,
like
I love it's weird.
Okay, so I've met some weird people in my life. You guys are fucking... What is weird?
Yeah.
What is weird, you know?
Weird doesn't exist. Weird
doesn't it doesn't.
It's all a spectrum.
This is our normality.
Yeah.
That's so cute. I love it.
Bro, we do some weird shit.
You don't want to even...
Oh, no, I don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah, those cookies were fucking amazing.
They were great.
But now that I know it exists, I'm like, fuck, I want it. But I know I shouldn't.
So. You're talking about cookies, yeah?
Yeah, we're talking. We're talking about cookies.
What are you talking about, Caleb?
What are you talking about, Caleb? Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, no, cookies.
It's Caleb being a
best. Yeah.
We'll wrap up pretty quickly, but just before we go, a couple of questions.
Yeah, let's do it.
Just a couple of rapid fires. We'll go favorite movie or TV show. I know you guys don't watch a lot, but is there any movie or TV show that sticks out to you best?
The only thing I can think of that we watched was Batman.
Yeah, Batman was really good.
That was insane.
The new one or the old one?
The new one. It was a lot better than I expected.
The cinematography.
Yeah, oh my God. The storytelling, everything. Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. Very good. We'll go role models. Any role models in your life?
Ooh.
There's a woman named Lee Chi Pan. Shout out to Lee Chi. She actually got me into like photography and what I do now. And I look up to her as a mentor figure immensely in my life.
She changed your life a lot.
She did. I'm actually flying out to South Africa in a couple of days for her wedding. And yeah, definitely look up to her as a mentor.
That's why I nearly cried when we missed you on the pod. So I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad it worked out.
Yeah, it worked. Yeah. It worked. Role models. Ooh. Man, Alex Ramosi, I fucking love that guy.
Love him.
I love watching his stuff.
Mike Thurston?
Alex Ramosi, Mike Thurston, Christian Guzman. Like, they're all, like, within the fitness industry, and they're all entrepreneurs, business owners, and what they've done is really amazing. Especially Christian Guzman, like, formulating a community and creating a space for like-minded people. I think that's sick. Yeah.
So, perfect. And then last one, who would you like to see come on our podcast?
Ooh.
You go first. You
no, you go first. I'm trying to think.
I'm trying to think as well. What's what are the niches? What?
Oh.
Huh?
Beep. No names. No names.
Well, you said who?
Maybe like
I actually might.
I reckon you should.
I actually might.
Maybe you like one of the first people you worked with. You know, that might be interesting.
Bro, I really want to get my school teacher on.
That would be interesting.
Bro, she literally like helped me with depression.
Oh.
Like, what?
She's like, did she roast you?
Yeah, she
You know how
to.
You like sometimes you have those teachers that just don't believe
that
in
was
you?
My teacher. Oh no, he believed in me.
No. Anyways, she helped you through depression.
Oh, she didn't believe in me either.
Oh, really?
She probably thought I was like going to be a fucking loser.
Oh.
In a good way or like a bad way?
Oh, well, she always like cared for me and shit, but she's probably like, damn, this kid's just going to be a tradie or whatever. Yeah. But no, I figured it out.
Yeah. No, I had a teacher like that. I was meant to go to software development. He's like, don't do that. You're a dumb fuck.
It's like, I love it when they're straight up.
Yeah. He's like, go do this. You're good at this. Yeah. I'm like, okay, sweet. Change my life. Yeah.
Or your dad.
That would be interesting.
Would you want to hear my dad?
Yeah, you should get your dad on.
That'd actually be really good. I need my dad. My mom on my podcast.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I want to save my dad because like my dad and I would like go through the deepest conversation.
You want
to
save him as in like for future episodes or just?
I think that'd have to be a one-on-one convo.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. But like for the podcast or?
Yeah, for the podcast.
Yeah, I think that would be very interesting.
Even early on, it gives context into why you are the way you are.
That's actually really good. I never thought of that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if my dad would like the camera or not, but my dad.
Maybe just like an over the shoulder shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. More like a bit more anonymous. Mm. You know?
That'd be cool.
Because I was thinking of doing the same because like my parents, growing up, they didn't really believe in what I did. Or what I do.
Well, like parents like to be safe.
Exactly, right? They only know what they know.
Especially like immigrant parents. Like my dad still doesn't approve of what I do and he still would rather that I go to uni. Like every day he's still like, oh, when are you going to uni? And I make good money and he still doesn't believe that it's like a real job.
You make really good money. I'm proud of you.
We all do. We could.
Yeah.
Okay, then last one, favorite quote.
Everything's your fault. I like that one. I don't know who said that. I'm trademarking that shit.
I like the quote, go one more. Like when you think that you have like literally nothing left, all you have to say, like, just go one more. I like that.
What's your favorite quote?
My favorite quote? Oh, I don't even know. Can you come back to me? Ask me.
I don't have one off the top of my head. I like a lot of quotes, but one that sticks is the only real change comes from inside.
The only real change comes from inside.
Yeah, it's a Jake Hall song. Like he said, it's like in the chorus. It's like, you want to be this person, but you're not changing. The only person that can change yourself is you.
100%.
You know what I mean?
Like, if you know, you can only help people that want help as well.
Yeah, for sure. You can't flog a dead horse in that aspect. Mm. You can lead a horse to water. You can't make him drink it.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's true.
Bro, my favorite quote is off a book, The Engine That Thinks He Can. It's a picture book. I showed you yesterday. Yeah. So it's a picture book and my dad used to read it to me when like we just went through all the stuff with my mum and stuff. And he used to, it was after my best friend died and he started reading it to me and it's like the train that didn't think he could, but he got a little encouragement and then he's like, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. And he got up this mountain that he couldn't get up and he got up there.
Bro,
I was
self-belief,
you know what? I think I can, I think I can. So every day I'm like, I think I can. Did you?
As a kid, yeah.
Yeah, it's a kid book.
Yeah.
Well, so I can't read big books, so like...
yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
Bro, self-belief is so powerful. And if you don't believe in yourself, even having someone believe in you, it's the power in that is insane.
Mm.
But the power that that person holds is dangerous. Yeah. You know, so you got to make sure that you find someone, like if you're looking for a mentor or somebody to work with, that their intent is pure. Because
yeah.
I worked with previous coaches, wasn't the best experience. You know,
they've got their own agenda to push.
They have their own agenda, exactly. So be very careful.
I remembered my quote.
Yeah,
I would say I've got it tattooed, which is 8:18 in Romans. I'm not religious, but I really like this like verse, and it's the pain we feel now is incomparable to the glory that is to come. And
oh shit, where that come from?
That's what my tattoo means.
Wow.
Yeah, and like I just really like that because I think with like because I've gone through a lot of family dramas in the past few year. In the past year, and I think like my mum and I like struggled because we'd always be like, it's so bad right now, like you know, and like when we'd go through money struggles or just like emotional struggles, it's just so easy to get caught up in the bad happening now. But when you look at the good that's to come, like it just makes that look so small.
Yeah.
And you know, if you just keep thinking about how good the good's gonna feel one day, it's gonna make the bad feel like nothing. So that's why I love that quote.
It's like a delayed gratification.
Yeah. And so just that's like beautiful. Makes it incomparable.
Yeah.
And that's why I love that quote.
That's a good quote.
Well, guys, it was amazing having you both on.
Thank you.
It was honestly amazing. Had the best conversation.
It was great.
Your socials.
The Mendoza on Instagram.
Michaela L. Taylor.
At Caleb Cranius.
at Chloe Trinity. I was going to say yours.
At Mitch Dusseltar.
But yeah, guys, I really appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it was
lovely
really good.
Meeting
appreciate
you guys.
It.
Thank you guys.
Happy
thank you
guys. Even though we had a bit of delays, we appreciate it.
We got there in the end.
We got there.
The question is, do you have a tickophobia?
What was that definition again? Like I saw
fear of failure.
Fear of failure, yeah, definitely.
I don't
too many big words, man.
Yeah. Cool name, eh?
I like the name. It's really cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
think you guys are doing amazing though. Like you.
Thank you. We should always
be
do better.
Very proud of you guys.
Always do better.
There's always more.
But you should be proud of where you're at right now. Like, and to know that you can make this much progress, imagine how much more you can come.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
2023 is going to be big.
Yeah. It's exciting. I'm excited for you as well.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm excited for everyone here.
Yeah.
Such a good room. Everyone
good
in this room.
Good energy.
It's fucking amazing. It's leveling up. So,
Dude, the weight loss. That's fucking awesome.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate it. Yeah, it's good. Shout out to Danny behind the camera.
Daniel, shout out. Working hard behind the camera, behind the scenes. The man, the myth, the legend. But anyway, guys, thank you for watching. Please like, comment, and subscribe. The word for today, to win $100 cash, I forgot to fucking mention it, but to win $100 cash, comment the word fitness.
Let's do it.
Chance to win. Just comment fitness. Take care.